Buckler winked at Django as they watched their crew.
Just look at them. You'd think they'd been on a season-long slog. Have you ever seen anything like it?
The Gowsum Logalog plumped down on the bank, squidging his foot paws in the mud.
Whoa! That's better. Pass me that ale flagon, Sniffy.
He held out a paw, looking around.
Sniffy, where's that beast got to? Who's seen old Sniffy?
Ambrovina sighted the tracker coming through some bushes. Django found the ale and took a swig.
Where have you been, Sniff? Sit down and get some lunch.
The Gowsum tracker beckoned to the east.
Just scouting out that way, Chief. Begging your pardon for disturbing your lunch, but there's some beasts there.
Buckler was at his side, blade drawn.
What beasts? Where?
Sniffy went into his customary crouch, re-entering the bushes.
Follow me, and I'll show you.
Buckler went after the tracker, but Django, Flib and Ambrovina in his wake. Sniffy could mutter out the side of his mouth quite well. He kept up a running commentary as Buckler caught up to his side.
Don't know what to make of it, Chief. There I was, a-nosing through the shrubbery, when I hears them. Voices. Sounded like they was arguing. Then they started laughing. I never saw them, though. Sounded like too many beasts for me to be spotted by. So back I comes to report to ye. Ha! Before I was out of earshot, I heard them singing. Stop! Hearken, mates. There they go again. Can you hear them, Chief?
They halted suddenly. Django and Ambrovina ran into their backs. The Gowsum Logalog almost got Sniffy in the rear with his drawn rapier. He whispered,
"Aye, aye. What's the hold up?"
Buckler stifled him with a paw.
"Listen."
Some beast was singing lustily, with shrill voices joining in discordantly.
She's the Sergeant Major's daughter, Miss Floozabear Grugsbilly. And any beast who woos her gets a medal for bravery. Her nose is blue, her eyes are red. She's got a laugh that'd wake the dead. And I'm the one she's chose to wed. Floozabear Grugsbilly, please stay away from me. Go to your left, 2-3. Now to the right, 2-3. 'Tis forward on the double, and get me out of trouble, so I can run away to sea. Far, far away from Floozabear Grugsbilly.
Another voice complained to the singer.
Sure, will you give your old gob a rest? That's no song to be singing in front of little uns.
The singer gave a brusque reply.
One more peep out of you, ma'am, and you'll find your insolent self on a fizzer so fast your paws won't touch the blooming floor. What, what?
The motherly figure of Mumsy the Water Vole emerged from the shrubbery, giving as good as she got.
Ah, go fizz your tail and see if I care a jot.
She was leading a long double file of young ones. They were bumbling along, holding onto a rope, which kept them in an orderly line. The hare babes, Calla and Erfa, were walking quite well now, holding paws with Jiddle and Jinty with a spike,